Beloved, you are now tuned in to Three Black Men, a podcast by three black men where we talk about theology, culture, and the world around us. The following content may not be suitable if you ain't real enough. Listener discretion is advised, because real recognize real. Here's the hope when we look familiar.
Beloved, I will just be before you for a pair of seconds, and I have three things for you. Number one, thank you to our Patreon family. Y'all are the real MVPs as y'all keep this podcast going and going and going. Number two, hey, your favorite three black men now have a PayPal. Think of this like a tip jar in case you want to buy us a coffee, in case you want to get us a book. Hey, tip us for the work that we do. Maybe you can't support Patreon, but you want to put a little something in our pockets. We have a PayPal now, and the email is three, spelled out, blackmanpodcast@gmail.com. That's three blackmenpodcast@gmail.com. So go ahead and slide a little coins in our pockets. And lastly, this particular episode is on Kanye West. And recently he has been in a number of controversial situations, if you will. And we want to say that we stand with all of our Jewish siblings who have been affected by these anti-Semitic remarks. And we had a discussion with Dr. Jide on black mental health, but we also had a discussion on Kanye West. And so here is that snippet of our conversation. Kanye West. So Kanye West has been in the news cycle, I feel like, perpetually. One thing is sure as the rising sun, Kanye West will be in the news cycle. Yeah. Faithful. So I am curious to hear your thoughts as a researcher, as a regular black man on, you know, obviously I'm referencing he's in trouble again for anti-Semitic comments, anti-black comments that he made concerning George Floyd when Kanye appeared on the podcast The Drink Champs, and it was a rant for 3+ hours. So thoughts as someone who studies this, and you're black, so.
So this is one of these times where multiple things can be true at the same time. All right. That's Thank a you. Really important point for this ensuing conversation. Multiple Thank things you. Can be true at the same time, right? Kanye West is unwell. Okay. The man is not well. And putting a microphone and a camera in the face of somebody who's not well is not a good thing to do. You know what I'm saying? Like, just generally in life, just don't do that, right? Because they're not well. They're not going to say the things that a well person would say, you know? Remember Britney Spears when she had her huge meltdown, shaving her hair? Cameras everywhere all in her face. That's not helping anybody, right? So, you know, just like Riley said on Boondock, can we get R. Kelly some help? You know what I'm saying? Like, get Kanye West some help, yeah. All right? At the same time, he's also just behaving like there's no mental illness that turns you into an anti-Semite, right? Or a racist, right? I don't know.
I'm glad you're saying this.
At all.
I can't say I read the DSM-5, right? The APA DSM-5, but I don't know what disorder that is, right? But because he's unwell, I think he's easily manipulated and influenced by other people. Right now, it's clearly Candace Owens, right, who's finessing this man to buy Parler. This is the new thing, right? This man's going to buy Parler.
He finessed. But can I introduce something that that we as a community say all the time, or elements of our delegation say? I still mess with his music, and they want to attribute everything that is wild, that's his mental illness. And so it seems in that way that he's insulated from critique.
Mm-hmm. And
he's this unique figure that's almost larger than life in our community, because how can, to your point, you say he's unwell. So then how can we attack it? Like, how can we say anything about him? That's yay. You know, like the real him is not those things, is what people are alluding to. So what would you say to that?
So no matter what your mental illness is, you're still responsible for the things you do, right? Just as an adult, as a man, especially as a Black man, right? Let me be very clear. You are going to be held responsible for the things you have done. So I don't even think there's necessarily anything wrong with that, right? Like, nah, you got to be accountable for the stuff you've done. I need the cameras out of this man's face. That's step one for me. Like, stop. The all of the media needs to say, you know what? We're not going to do this anymore. You know? Because what he's saying is offensive isn't even the word, because it's beyond offensive. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I think that's one of the things complicating this particular situation, right, is that for the most part, most legacy media is not putting the cameras in his face. Like, you have Drink Champs, you have like the TMZ thing that happened a while ago with mm-hmm. Van Lathan, where he said that slavery was a choice or sounded like a choice to him. And then he sat down with Tucker Carlson, who is technically legacy media, but like Fox News is an unserious organization, right? So there's
that. But
here's the double-edged sword here. And part of, I think, to your point, Rob, what you're saying is like, oh yeah, that's just yay being yay, is that there is a special place held in the heart of our community, as you said, part of our delegation, not just because of the catalog, because if we're honest with ourselves, there's a large chunk of Kanye's catalog that a lot of us don't mess with regardless.
Like, you're right. I'm glad trash. Somebody said it.
808s took a while to grow. But beyond that, though,
you're right.
George Bush does not care about Black people meant something to us at the time. That was a time where many of us felt seen and felt heard. And at the time, I think, in all honesty, looking back on it, it's clear that he was not well at that time either, because I was not too far ahead of the bum rushing the stage at the VMAs mm-hmm. during Taylor Swift's acceptance and whatnot. But at that time, like, George Bush does not care about Black people felt like speaking truth to power. Yep. And that felt like, oh, like, yay is for us. And then when this whole 180 came with the MAGA hat and all that stuff, it was kind of disorienting for a lot of people. And as we're trying to work through some things and everything like that, like, I don't think a lot of us have stopped to take inventory and like, wait a second, are we guilty of trying to utilize his unwellness when it suits us? Because we were fine when it was George Bush doesn't care about Black people on the telethon for Hurricane Katrina, right? But now that like he's going around and just parroting white supremacist talking points and anti-Semite talking points and everything, it's like, oh, now he's unwell. And so there's some people who are willing to be like, yo, it's time to like pull a plug on this. And other people who are holding out hope because they don't want to seem like wishy-washy and everything. Like, people are afraid of new information and changing the way that they view things.
Yeah, can I also say there's this curious thing, I like what you're bringing up. There's this curious thing that happens, especially among Black men, but Black communities and the Black community in general, that it feels odd to call out another Black man in general, right? Like, mm-hmm. there's this ethic of, well, we just got to support one another. So it's the Tory Lanez of it all. It's the, you know, it's the R. Kelly of it. Oh, it's the Bill Cosby of it all. And it's only, it's up until they do something that is like really, really over the top that we're like, okay, I guess that's wrong. But short of that, there feels like this solidarity among Black men equals non-accountability.
In social psychology, that's called linked fate.
Oh, explain that.
Oof.
So okay. like the same reason why when you're watching like a reality show and there's one black person on it, you automatically move for that person, mm-hmm. right?
We were just talking about that with Stranger Things.
It's just that's us, right? They're our avatar, right? They're our representation. So their fate is linked to our fate, right? And black men in particular, we view our fates as I feel like very tightly linked. So we can't let nobody out, right? Because then that impacts the rest of us.
But it's so weird though, like who we pick and choose that to, because like Trey was even saying earlier, like it's a whole lot of his catalog that we just kind of like, you know, that we really don't mess with. And so, I mean, I feel like he's very ill, but I feel like there's a part of him that feels, and he really feels invincible. You know what I'm saying? And the way media has changed, right, over the years, social media is just as big as like mainstream media. So if people just literally stop consuming his garbage, he can really disappear and stop trending.
But it's also linked now to conservative Christianity and evangelical ideas. And so that insulates on an even deeper level, right? So it's not just that this link fate idea, which is toxic, because we will go up for people like Tory Lanez is the GOAT. Like, of course he couldn't have shot her. And I'm like, Tory Lanez is trash.
Like, all right, first off, like, he's not the GOAT.
Yeah, like, when did this happen? When did we as black men vote that Tory Lanez is our avatar? Like, he's trash.
Right.
But now that it's the Christianity of it all, right? And he's seen the light a couple years ago. He famously got saved and started, that's when he turned up the heat on these talking points. And so he's insulated on multiple levels is what I see.
I mean, the same people who were upset at him for George Bush does not care about black people are now the same people who are like, oh, he's not totally wrong.
Yeah. You know, it's because he came out with that gospel album and suddenly white pastors all across the country were Kanye fans. And I was like, am I in the
yo,
is
I ain't
Stranger
lie.
Things? Am I in that shadow world right now? Because this
yo, I'll because you know, I know how people be. I don't want people digging up my old tweets, but I was for a little bit like, hey, well, let's just wait and see. Like, you never know. But in the meantime, some of these songs is real nostalgic, and I'm fixing to consume the newer version of these songs because this choir is singing regardless.
Hey, the Sunday Service Choir, like they got a couple things in the arsenal, is all I'm gonna say. Like, that much is true, but at the same time, this whole link fate stuff, like here's the thing, you named it, and I'm looking at it because that is actually what is being weaponized against black men. It's how you got somebody like a Herschel Walker running against a Reverend Raphael Warnock.
Oh boy, don't election. Oh.
Like, it's so crazy that people don't see that as racism.
But at the same time, they're like, oh, okay. So like you just named it link fate. They was like, let's see what happens if we do it this way. It shouldn't be no.
But I immediately like I was like, this is strange. Look, this is strange fruit. this some strange fruit. This ain't it, player. So
there's one thing for me. I mean, with this link faith idea and Kanye and the other men that we're bringing up, I say it this way. You know, multiple things can be true. Mm-hmm. Is it true that I want all black people to win in some way? Yes. Is it also true that all black people won't go towards the winning team? Yes. And I think we get confused with wanting black people to thrive in life and not being able to say, oh, you're actually doing material harm to not just yourself, but to our community. Yeah. And calling you out isn't, it's not the end of the world. Like, calling you out actually might help you to get to the win. Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. And so
I love you enough to call you out. Mm.
Yes. Yeah. You know, I love you enough to say, no, you do need help. Like, I love you enough to say, where are we going with this?
I mean, Kanye West has me defending Kim Kardashian. Do you understand?
Yeah. That's why I will never forget. I was like, I will never.
For real. Ever.
She's the sympathetic one.
Yeah, the Bible says that all sins could be forgiven, man, except for not that. That's black.
I mean, have us going up for Kim too. Like, man, that's the angry part. Like, have us like, now wait a minute.
Nah.
Yeah.
He's the trajectory he's on right now is not good. Okay. It's very bad. In fact, if we see people with trajectories like this, oftentimes they don't survive much longer. You know what I'm saying? Like the descent has it's been exponential. That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, you know, it's funny because before when y'all were just talking about you know, loving somebody enough to tell them like, yo, you need help, bro. Like you need to sit down a little bit. Basically, like accountability. It's funny because a lot of the red pill guys really be like, oh, well, women don't want accountability. And I'm like, bro, you do not see how we dodge accountability
every day
in so many ways, and we excuse it in the name of you know, whether it be like link fate or just like well that's, you know, he ain't mean nothing by it, or you know, this ain't no brother, the man need help. Like, talk to your boy.
Yeah.
And I also think you know, not just Kanye, but I think this culture in general of spewing being unwell, I think has seen the rise of, to our earlier points, podcast and think pieces and think tanks from Black men. And this is just my viewpoint. I think a lot of it is a cry for help from Black men, the inability to get the resources that we need.
Yes.
And a lot of that's systemic, right? And the inability to have real nurturing love, intimacy between one another is Black men acting out in all of these aggressive ways in the community, right? And so now with podcasts, Black men who are struggling in their own life have now a platform to spew everything that could have been in a journal or in therapy or in like hugging it out with a brother. But now it's like, we just have all these platforms, it's for trash. Black men to act out. Yeah.
We now have a Patreon, which I want to encourage each and every one of y'all to visit at patreon.com/threeblackmen. Think through it, pray through it, ask God if he would have you partake in this work that we're doing, because on top of some bonus content here, we have some blog pieces going up. There's going to be some devotional content coming out, and I want to encourage you guys to visit that Patreon, patreon.com/threeblackmen.
Go watch my kids ruin my videos.
Go ahead, watch them. Them babies ain't ruin nothing, man. Matter of fact, there's more people going to sign up to see them babies. How about that, bro?